you boxed on the Colts in the second half despite a couple of injuries there. What did you think of the second half?
Yeah, the second half, the third quarter, I thought we started to play a lot more with a lot more composure with the ball. What did we kick? Four goals, I think, and a few out in the full, unfortunately. That would have tightened it up a little bit more. So a few wasted opportunities, but right in the game. Thought we battled on just like we did in the third into the last, but probably the reality of two down all game allowed some goals at the end where it got a bit ugly there at the in the last 10 minutes or so. But I thought we battled considering that reality. I probably should stay with the realities. You know, there's been 17 players rolled through our defence. Today we had to make it up a bit. We lost Thomas pre-game and then in-game. Big collision there with Jones and Simpson. So Jones out for the game and Simo playing a little bit sore, so we play Murph and Samo down there. So we that'll grow, particularly Murph and Samo. That'll be something we find out of those realities. And half our team's under 21. So they're the realities, but I'll talk to the game in a tick. Yeah.
What's your overall assessment of it?
Yeah, I think you might find this a little bit hard to understand, but you'll say it was a really poor first quarter. We had our hands on the ball. We won the ground ball get. We won the contested possession significantly in the first. So the effort indicators are strong in the first quarter. However, what's really frustrating, and our group transferred the pressure, so handballed too much in congestion, and to Hawthorn's credit, they put some pressure on. And we weren't calm enough with the ball going forward, so they ran back really hard into our forward line and outnumbered, and we kicked it to them too much. So we lacked some composure with the ball. Hence, we didn't score.
But it also seemed in the first quarter, like defensively, and it's, I guess this is all part of it, that when you did break down and they counterattacked, you just would fall apart and they were just able to get through you too easily.
Yeah, I think we transferred the pressure when everyone's running offensively and you think you're in a good spot. So we went too quick with the ball, which catches you offside. So that was the story. Defensive 50 stoppages are still annoying me and our playing group and coaches. There was a couple of goals there. Mm. We're going to be pretty ferocious in and around that space and challenge that. I'm just looking here at some stats. The 50% of the time when we went inside 50, we scored. But again, I'm talking about these decisions with the ball. When we kicked it deep, we scored, but we turned it over too shallow, far too much. So there's a summary of the game, really.
Is that the ascent, Chris? He's seen growth, as you say. Is that the first time he's been in defence? And how's he gone in his second year?
Yeah, I think he's been a little inconsistent. I think he shows some glimpses of his agility and ball use. Playing in another position. I know as a kid he has played at half back, so the adversity at the moment in terms of our defenders gives an opportunity for him and even Murph to try something there. So we'll use that and take something out of it. I think he's probably just trying to take a little bit too much off with the ball at times, a little bit shallow, but we don't want to knock that totally out of him because we want creativity, but we just got to look at the when he's taking those kicks and when he isn't. He's fully aware of it.
Just the injuries, yeah, Fisher and Jones.
Yeah, so Fisher had a real heavy knock to his leg, so he's been hit really hard there. We'll have to scan that and see where that goes. And Jones has had a really heavy knock to his knee, so again, we'll have to scan that and see where that is.
Obviously, Jones hurts you structurally, but how much did Fisher structurally as well, because it looked like he was running with Tommy Jordan in that first quarter?
It would have been great education to continue that. We had a couple of youngsters be able to play on him, and we know he's a ball getter, but that was a little bit inhibited for us. Thought Ed Curnow did all right on Isaac Smith, two really great runners. They would have enjoyed that battle. I know Izzy would have loved it, and Ed certainly did.
Do you think of moving Ed to Tom Mitchell when he started getting off training?
Rob Peter to pay Paul. We're two down on rotations.
Yeah. Fisher, someone said maybe Achilles or lower. You didn't know what part of the leg or
Nah, I think it's more central in his leg than that low. So, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about that one, Johnny, to be frank.
Yeah,
hope he's okay. Might have a fracture, but we don't know yet.
How do you see the trail up forward working? Three bigs, Tazewell,
Yeah, well, we know what Charlie's, what he brings. Probably didn't take it as cleanly as he usually does, Charlie. And it was good to see Big Harry get some shots on goal. He needs to do a bit of work on his goal kicking this week, though.
Clarko just talked about the stability of your football club and said you guys had, dinner on Friday night. And you talk footy with him or just talk life with him? He was really strong about the way that your club's going.
Yeah, I think Clarko's lived it. He's been around for such a long time now and he's, he's seen it all. So we can talk with a strong understanding. I don't want to keep repeating the narrative. We've got to make sure that these young kids keep being held to account, also celebrated where necessary. Like, you can be blurred, can't you? Like Pickett, some of Pickett's chase downs. You can go and chase up where they are, but they were really electric. He needs to be more consistent with them, but that's something that we know when he gets a full pre-season, uninterrupted. We think we've got a really good forward there. Matty Kennedy around Cripps, it's a bit of a game where he started to get his hands on it. Would have got close to 30, and some of his contested drive was strong. Some was a bit inconsistent, but there's something there to look at. So I think Clarko's aware and understands that. I'm not going to talk for him. I'm worried about our club, but you've got to go through playing young kids, challenging and celebrating them every week, holding really high standards, and irrespective of the adversity with injury and so forth this year, we'll continue to do that.
Is it getting difficult to sort of balance the message between earning that discipline, getting that discipline, and actually being overexcited with the footy, as you said earlier?
Sorry, can you ask that question again?
Hard to find the balance between sort of trying to get them relaxed and playing that sort of exciting for you that you spoke about earlier, and actually being disciplined as well.
Yeah, well, that's a learned skill. It's called composure, what you're talking about, and in time that'll happen. We celebrate the flair when it's there, and we challenge really heavily anything that we think is non-compliant, where you should know and understand what to do here in this scenario, and anything where we think we haven't cracked in. It's pretty black and white for him.
Speaking of wins, Jack Woitering has had his struggles this year, but it's pretty solid on Rough Ed today. He's a number one draft pick, a guy that you want to build your football club around. Thoughts on him and his coming?
Well, I thought today was a real strong step for Weeders. Again, you can chase this up and find the vision, but watch some of his intercepts, and that's what his game was built around for a long time. And he started to get that. I thought that he was probably a little safe with the ball at times today, Weeders, but he did get his intercept going okay, So that's there.
Anything on Jones in terms of the extent of that knee or ACL?
I don't think it's an ACL, but it could be any of the others. I'm just crossing fingers it's not significant. He's really tough, Jones. It takes a lot for him to go off the ground. And if you don't play a game out, both with Fisher and Jones, you get pretty nervous that they're going to miss some games. Thank you.
Thanks,